Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, Hashem. You have a nice
Good.
Shabbat.
I did. And you?
I did as well.
Good. Good.
Are you the only one on?
Not now.
Good evening. Please mute your phone by pressing star six. Thank you. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoah Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Kislev, the Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet of righteousness, the planet Jupiter, and the Samech that created the constellation Keshet, the rainbow or the bow. Some people think it's the archer. Together, the Samach and the Gimel have a gematria of 63, which connects us to the energy store of Bina. Na Gibor, Dor Sheyechudcha, Kevava, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Kashim. Barhem tacharem rakame sitkatha tamid gamlem betetresh tzaditav gimel tasin kadosh berov tuvcha nael adata het kufbet Ted Munayan. Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiru Shata Yud Gimelamet Pezain Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo. Shin Kufal, Tzadiyutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space and will now separate between the positive and the negative aspects of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yoheh Waheh. Adonai Yoheh Waheh. El rachum v'chanun, erech apayim, v'rav chesed v'emet, notze chesed l'alafim, notze awon v'afesha, v'kata'a v'nake. We're now going to read the verses that connect to the years 57, 77, and earlier years. And 5777 is the year of the goats. The goat of goats is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Goats are beneath that people, O Yavashimam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we can parse them into three Hebrew words. Satyas, And that translates as appear like brothers. When we take the last letter of each word, we're able to permute it into two-word Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of penance. And these translations and these five newly created words relate very clearly to the energy of the goat, the year of the goat. Now we're going to read another verse, which is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, which has concealed within it the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, and the letters of that year are concealed in this verse, separated by seven letters each. Im ba'atonai yohewahe elohim kadabahu kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. We're now going to read two verses that connect to the year 5776, the year of the pause. The first of those verses is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse
34. Vayechaskum achetem alvim ad kelotam lacha v'adit kadshu hakohanim ki alvim yishrei leval v'hit kadosh mehakohanim.
And that verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God.
Adonai Yohe Wahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo Wa La Me, He He He, Aka Are Kaka.
The second verse that connects to this year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4.
Bichu ba'adonai yohewahe ade'ad ki bi'ah yohe adonai yohewahe tzur olamim.
There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year that death was swallowed, potentially. The first of those verses is Job chapter 7, verse 19.
Kama lo ishe mimoni lo tarponi ad bili ruki.
The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23.
Uru udu mikol hamachoiya asher yitrabe sham wishatem wehalakti tem. Wichayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda.
And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7.
Kegel lo lanotach yoved ro'av. Yom Ruayo.
And there is one verse for the year 5774, the year for peace in the Middle East. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Utam timatom leami li'Yisrael untati vushakan.
ta ta below your gas, o below your sea bene abla la anoto ka acherishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And now we'll scan the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim who left during this evening or this day, the 10th day of Kislev, Rabbi Tzvi Aryeh ben Chaim ben Rabbi Israel Abba Roosevelt, Rabbi Yehoshua Katz, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzhak Halevi of Pressburg, Rabbi Simcha Ashkenazi of Dessau, Rabbi Yehiel Heller, Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman, and the 8th verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Now we have a Zohar class tonight, and it's for the Parsha of Vayishlach. You can find that on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, when you open that up, scroll down towards the Parsha of Vayishlach. When that opens up, there's only one handout. But it's a long one, so we won't finish it tonight. We'll do, in between now and Thursday, we'll do all both parts of it. This section is, and Jacob sent messengers. And it starts with Pasuk number one. We'll start with Elishon Yehud. Lishon Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bitilu Urchimu Bushilu Urchimu Liata Lishon Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Chilim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Vaset Torah Mitzvah Vahino Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kronenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kronenehu. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim V'gomer Rabbi Yehuda Patach Ki Malachav Yitzaveh Lach Lishmarcha V'kol Derakecha Aikaraum ok muha havrayayo kehabeshata kevarna shate lealma miad nizdaman bachadeya yetzer hara bihu mupatreg leya kevarna shtadir Kada ale petach chatat rovitz mai chatat rovitz dayetzer hara. The translation. And Jacob sent messengers. Rabbi Yehuda began the discussion with the verse, "For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways." This verse has already been explained by the friends. When man is born, the evil inclination enters with him and constantly denounces him. As it is written, sin crouches at the door. What is meant by sin crouches? It refers to the evil inclination. At the door means at the opening of the womb at a person's birth. My commentary. Why would you think that at the door only applies to the womb at birth? It also applies to every opening. The negative system gets its payment from us. At every creative opening, it is receiving its share of that energy that we receive. When we do not give it its share, then potentially we have happened to us the same as what happened to Job. Remember, everything we do is a creative opening. Since I learned this, I always remember that the women are right. It is important to put the toilet seat down, since it is a covering, an opening. The second pasuk. Va'david ha'kename kar ye'o Chatati ikti v'chatati Negdi tamid begindehu Aved le'ya levarnash Kol yoma lemechete ha'memareya Ve'etzer hara dala ita be'y Mi barnash, mi yomadet yeled, barnash le'almin ve'yetzer hatov, ate le'barnash mi yoma, de'ate le'itaka'a. The translation. David also called the evil inclination by the name sin, as it is written, and my sin is ever before me. This is because it tempts man every day to sin before his master. The evil inclination never leaves man from the day of his birth. The good inclination comes to man only when he seeks purity. My commentary. The good inclination is available to someone at the age of 13 years. Yet this happens only if, as the Zohar is telling us, when he seeks purity. What is purity? It is the effect of cleansing. Thus, if we do actions of cleansing, we invite the good inclination to speak to us. If you are not sure of what to do, wash your hands. This is my opinion. Pasuk 3. Ve'ematai atei barnash li'itaka Kadihu bartelesar Shenin kedein izdavag barnash betarvaihu Chad mimina V'chad mismala yetzer tov limina v'yetzer ra lismala v'ilein inun tirein malakin mamash mimanyan v'inun mishtachin tadir v'chadeya Varnash. The translation, and when does man seek purity? On his 13th birthday. Man joins with the good inclination on the right and the evil inclination on the left. They are literally two appointed angels found constantly with man. My commentary. What does it take for man to seek purity? In the teen years, man is listening to the evil inclination, since the Yetzer Hara is called the old and foolish king, since he has been speaking to this child uninterrupted by any other voice, except the training of the parents. In my opinion, the step that seeks purity is any action of cleansing. If you do not know what to do, wash your hands with a blessing. That action of cleansing and purity seeking will allow your Yetzer HaTov to be heard a little more clearly. The fourth verse. Ate balnash leit daka ahu yetzer hara it kafya kameya v'shalit yemina al shemala betar vayhu mizdagin Lenatra leya lebarnash bekoarcho tehu aved adahu diktiv kimalakav vayetzave lach shlish marcha bekol derakecha. The translation. When man seeks to be purified, the evil inclination is humbled before him, and the right rules over the left. And both the good inclination and the evil inclination watch over man, whichever way he travels. This is the essence of the verse, for he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. My commentary. In my opinion, watch over man is referring to the unity of these two angels that are of the same species. Also, in my opinion, keep you in all your ways is the two angels watching what you do and what you are thinking while you do it. And then both angels testify in the upper Bet Din, the upper court, about this information. Remember, in a Torah court, a Torah Bet Din, it is necessary to have two witnesses. The fifth pasuk. Rabbi Elazar Mokim Leia Lehakara Beyako Bekucha Berichu Azmin Bachadeya Malakin Mashiryan Memanan Begin Tehayu Ate Shalim Peshivtin Ilain Kuhu Shalemin Kakid Kayaut Kamadit Maryakov Yakov Halach Darko v'yifke'u bo malake elokim v'yitmar v'hakakewan tishtazev mineya delavan v'chayit barash mineya keden izdavgat imeya shekinta v'ato Mashiryan Kadishin Lissahara Leia Uken Vayomer Vyako Kasheraam Wigomer Umeinun Barakin Shadar Leia Leesav Hahidikti Vaishlach Yaakov Malakim Malakim Ma Mashawo Vadai. Rabbi Elazar applies this verse to Jacob. As the Holy One, blessed be He, surrounded Jacob with legions of angels because he came complete with the supernal tribes who were in a state of perfection. As it is written, and Jacob continued on his way, and angels of Elohim met him. It has been explained that after being saved from Laban and departing from him, the Shekhinah joined Jacob, and legions of saintly angels surrounded him. At that point, Jacob said, when he saw them, from these angels he sent a group to Esau. This is the meaning of the verse, and Jacob sent messengers, also angels. Surely these were real angels. My commentary. The Hebrew word for angel is malach, and that also has the meaning of messenger. Thus we learn that angels are messengers with a task from Hashem. The sixth pasuk. Petach Rabbi Yitzhak Vayamar Ketivone Malach Hashem Saviv Li Reav Vayechaltem Haokmu Ha Aval Ba'atar Had Ketiv Ki Malachav Yitzavelach Malachav Fagin Bechakachat Diktivone Malach Hashem Saviv Li Reav Vaychaltem Elakim Alakav Yitzavelach Ilein She'ar Malakim Malach Hashem Saviv Dashekim Tachada Vayera Malach Hashem Ela Balabat Eshmitok Hasneugin Kachone Malach Hashem Saviv Lireav Leakafa Yabatit Wim Begin Leshazava Leia Vekad Shekinta Sharya Vegaveya Vivarnash Kama Mashiryan Kadishin Kuhu Azdam Nu Litaman. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, it is written, the angel of Hashem encamps round about those who fear him, and he delivers them. This verse has already been explained, but in another place it is written, for he shall give his angels charge over you, namely many angels, whereas here only one is mentioned. As it is written, the angel of Hashem encamps. And he answers the verse, for he shall give his angels charge over you, refers to angels in general. But the verse, the angel of Hashem, refers to the Shekhinah, as it is written, and the angel of Hashem appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. Just as it refers to the Shekhinah in the first verse, so the angel mentioned here also points to the Shekhinah. And so the angel of Hashem encamps round about those who fear him, to encircle them in every direction, so as to deliver them. And when the Shekhinah resides inside man, all the holy hosts come there. My commentary. When does the Shekhinah reside with inside man? When he is doing actions as a tzaddik. When a mitzvah is being done perfectly, then the action is that of a tzaddik. For most people, they cannot do a mitzvah perfectly. And also, if done perfectly, it is hard to maintain that level of righteousness. Pasuk 7. Tachate ka David malka ishtaze me akish melech gat kedein namar hai begin dishkinta sachara leya ishtaze minayhu me akish u mea mea kol inun diat kifu beya ma keti vayitcholel biyadam amai vayitcholel vayishtageya mi baileya kedavar hacher ki hevetem etzel hayishtageya alai. The translation. Come and see, when King David was saved from Achish, the king of Gath, he said, the angel of Hashem encamps, for the Shekhinah surrounded him and saved him from Achish, his people and those who attacked him. As it is written, Vayitolel, the English translation is, he feigned himself mad in their hands. He asks, why is it written Vayitolel rather than Vayishtageah? As it is written, you have brought this fellow to play the madman. The Hebrew word is Lehishtageah, in my presence. My commentary. The verse is clear as written, although there is more to come in other pasukim. In this story, David is brought running away from King Shaul, and he runs and he finds a place to hide among the Philistines. But the way he has to act, because he's Jewish and they want to kill all Jews, he has to act as a madman. As a crazy person. That's what started, this verse is starting to refer to. The eighth pasuk.
Ela chadar lahu. Mila de Amar David, the Kadmeta Dicti, Kikineti, Baholim, Wigomer Amar, Lohu Chabarihu, Kayecha, Adain, Ant Yitzterich, Lehai Kewan. The Aleve Akish Viatkifu Beya Makiti Vaitolel Beyadam Keinun Holim Bikane Bikadmeta Utenatya Shekinta Usharya Saharanea to David.
The translation. He answers, this verse refers to what David said earlier, as it is written, for I was envious of the Holim, the madmen. So the Holy One, blessed be he, said to him, upon your life you shall be in need of that yet. And when he came to the house of Achish and was attacked, it is written, he feigned himself mad in their hands, like those holy madmen. he first envied when he said, "For I am envious of the madmen." Only then did the Shekhinah come and protect him. She dwelt there around David. We learn from this, by commentary, we learn from this pasuk that when an action is part of your tikkun, you are left alone to make that decision. Once you choose a course of action, if that course is righteous, the angel will come inside you and protect you. This is my opinion. The ninth pasuk. Vitema shikinta la sharya ela aksanteya piara kadisha vadai la sharya begin lina kamina avaliagana sharya vahaka kadata yako mi belevan kuhu mashiryan kadishin saharan leya vila ishtar bilchodo. The translation. You may ask, if the Shekhinah resides only in her own place, which is the Holy Land, why was the Shekhinah upon him in Gat, which is outside the Holy Land? And he answers, she certainly does not dwell outside the land of Israel, or people to draw plenty from her, but can dwell outside to rescue men. Thus, when Jacob arrived from the house of Laban, all the holy camps encircled him and did not leave him alone. My commentary. The Shekhinah and angels protect people if they warrant it. This will be true both in Israel and outside. How does one warrant this protection? It does not work for people in exile, but people who live in Israel and plan to return shortly. The 10th pasuk. Amar Rabbi Chizkiya Ihake Amai Kiti Vayivater Yaakov Levado Widgomer Amar Rabbi Yehuda Begindia El Karmeya Lesakana Waha Wahame Vahiyo Sakana Beino Inu Parshu Minea Ukte Amar Katomti Mikol Hachasadim Umikol Haemet Ileni Nun Mashirian Tadishin Vit Parshu Minea. The translation. Rabbi Hizkiah asks, if this is so, why is it written, and Jacob remained alone? Where were the legions of angels who encircled him and came with him? And Rabbi Yehuda replies, because he led himself into danger by remaining alone at night and saw clearly the danger he was in. The angels deserted him, for they came to guard him only from unseen dangers. Then, before entering into danger, he stated, I am unworthy of the least of all the mercies and all the truth which you have shown your servant. With this, he referred to the holy camps of angels who usually encircled him and had left him because he had led himself to a visible danger. My commentary. Being alone at night is a clear and present danger. It is something Jacob could have and should have foreseen the danger. The same applies to us. If we can foresee a danger, the angels will not help. Most people will not look honestly into a situation and truly see that this situation might be dangerous. That is why the sages teach that we should not expect angelic protection. Pasuk 11. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, Begin Lishavka Le'ayim Hahu, Mimana De'esav De'virshuta, Ila Hawa Ate V'ilein Azle, V'meimar Shirata V'mata Zimnaihu, V'shabacha Le'ya Lekucha Barichu, Behahio Shata Ubatar Achadaru, Ahidikti Katonti, Mikol Hachasadim, Umikol Hael Emet, Asherasita et Avdecha Witnomer. Ata hayiti lishne machanot machane shekinta v'kol beteya lishne machanot dechawa shelim mikol sitrim mitrein chulakim hayivayar v'suma. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, therefore, the angels left him alone with the officer appointed for Esau, who arrived with heavenly approval. At just that time, the others left to sing before the Holy One, blessed be he, as he was required at that precise moment. Later, they returned to him. This is the meaning of the verse, I am unworthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth, and now I have become two camps, the camp of the Shekhinah and his own household. However, consists of one camp, as it is written, this is Elohim's camp. Therefore, why is it written two camps? And he was perfect in both aspects, from the white and the red, denoting chasadim and hachma, from right and left. Hence, he says, two camps. My commentary is, if you are familiar with the pasuk, the verses in the Tanakh that are related to here, then the pasuk is clear as it is written. This is where we're going to stop, and we'll pick up on Thursday to complete this section. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow at 10:30, we have a class in prep. We're going to be preparing for the Hanukkah holiday. And at 2 o'clock, we'll have our basic class, where we'll be continuing the teaching of the Ana B'Koach on a deeper level than I've done before, and also the 72 names we will begin. I wish you all Shavua Tov, a beautiful week, and I hope it is peaceful for all of you. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shavua Tov. Shavua Tov. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom to all.
Shalom. Beautiful. Beautiful.